producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With Jennifer Horn, Reese McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Help yourself to access with us as we talk about the issues of the day. How many people are concerned, interested, or maybe if I get to the bottom line, even care that Obama met with Mr. Putin? He's got a plan to get rid of ISIS at the expense of the United States and many of the countries that are free in the Middle East. Is it worth it? That could be the question. Is it worth it? Why isn't everybody else doing? Why do the Russians have to get involved? They have no real stake.
Because they want control in the Middle East. They have relationships with Assad. They have relationships with Iran. They would like to have Iraq. Yeah. So this is a good way for them to insert themselves in the politics here. But look, they've taken on groups like ISIS before. They know what they're doing. So why not? You know.
Yeah, they took on the Taliban. How'd that work out for them?
Well, you know. But their take, I thought it was interesting that he called us out. Putin called us out on the carpet at the UN saying, look, you're arming people, and all of your weapons going straight to straight to ISIS, straight to the terrorists.
How do you argue with that?
You know? He's right. Yep. I mean, gosh, I told you earlier on today that it's, you know, I hate to say I agree with Putin, but
don't hate anything.
I don't agree with Putin.
Hate's a horrible word. Please don't use it.
I don't like that I agree with
him. All right, let's find something good here. The NASA Mars Orbiter revelation yesterday. The instruments show strong evidence that H2O trickled down the slopes of Martian mountains. And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, could suggest the presence of microscopic gas. Not the kind, you know, that kind. It's the other kind of gas.
Yeah, you don't like that kind.
Comes from, well, by the way, gas that you, any kind of gas, whether it's yours.
Where is it going to go?
Whether it's the stuff that comes out of the ground. It's all created by the digestive process.
And Taco Bell burritos.
Whatever. The microscopic organisms that work in amongst all of the fossil material that has been degraded, digested, and created oil, that's how it happens. What do you think? It just happens? No. Microscopic life, it's a really fascinating thing to deal with, is to dig around in this. Much more fascinating than many other. It depends, I guess, on your interest. I'm fascinated. Maybe that's why I'll spend 60 seconds telling you how this all works. You've heard me talk about cows and their digestive process, and when they poop, what comes out in the poop are all these microbes that get into the soil and really enhance the value of the soil. Well, the same thing happens in the world of microscopic life. Amoebas. Didn't you study all this stuff when you were in school? Botany, biology, chemistry, all the things that come. The biology of this equals the chemistry of this. So microscopic life up there comes from, and then, well, it creates gases, and gases create water, fluids, because that's really what water is two molecules of hydrogen and one of oxygen. It becomes liquid. If you take out one of the hydrogen molecules, it becomes a solid. So that's how it works. You put another hydrogen oxygen. That's how you move liquid to solid and back to liquid again. So in the process of looking at what's going on Mars, they're finding, the point I'm making here, all of these chemical reactions that have to lead to life. Now the question comes, do you want to go there and live? I don't think I want to go there and live. But if there's no choice, if we continue to do what we're doing here on this planet, we will destroy. I was talking to somebody last night. I have a coach who is studying this sort of thing. And what we're doing to ourselves on this planet. What we have, and he maintains that we all are doing what we're doing because we're not paying attention to other people's language. You think that's true? Do you really, when you have a disagreement with somebody, do you really listen to what he or she says about what his point of view is?
Too intently, actually.
Really? That's you.
Well, think about it, though. When you hear things and you misinterpret them, it's maybe because you're listening too hard. You're trying to read too much into what people are saying.
All right. Let's take Putin and Obama.
Okay.
Let's take that as an example. All right. Let's back up a little bit and talk about these two and whether they're talking to each other or at each other.
Oh, no. At each other.
They're talking at each other.
For sure.
And as a result of that, nothing really gets fixed. So the animosity continues to grow. And we can start with that and go down, or you can start with you and go up. Do you listen to other people who have different points of view than you do when they talk with you to try to explain their point of view? Maybe they're trying to convince you that they're right, whatever it is. Do you really listen to people talking about Planned Parenthood and the real issue? Are they talking to you? Are you talking to them? Or are they talking at you? Think about any number of issues in your life. And whether or not you're solving, because problems happen, we're human beings. Whether people are talking to you or at you, that's a big distinction. And if you keep rolling it out, the fact you look at the Republicans and the Democrats, they're not talking to each other, they're talking at each other. Businesses that compete sometimes, instead of working together to make their product better, they're only interested in their own turf. So they talk to each other. I'm sorry, they talk at each other rather than to each other. This happens oftentimes, whether it's a single one-on-one or whether it is a larger scale discussion that gets up to the very top echelons of how we save the world, because the world is in pretty frightful state. All in all, it's a beautiful place. All I have to do is go outside, see the greenery, the sunshine, the beautiful blue skies. You want to screw that all up? That's what talking at each other leads to. It's all about a conversation. And people are not having conversations. They're not getting to the root of what our problems are. I'm going to a conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Thursday and Friday this week. I'll do the program from there. And part of the message in this conference is getting people who are in business to talk to each other. Yeah. How do you make business? How do you make love? Do you talk at them? Nobody's going to love you if you talk at them. If you talk to them and with them, they will. But
unless you're George Clooney.
Right.
Then just talk away. Right. Whatever.
So anyway, not to belabor the point, but I think that that's part of what we're dealing with here. And I got to that from microbes.
I know. I was wondering about that. It was quite the stretch.
Yeah, well. But it is. It's all about life, isn't it? Think about living. Let's think about life. Remember that old song? Maybe not.
Yep.
But the reason I went from microbes to there is because we're looking at Mars as a way of finding a home to escape from because we're screwing this place up. Why don't we fix this place so we don't have to go to Mars? Right? I mean, isn't that really what all of this exercise, all of this research is done because of one thing, whether you say it or you don't say it, we know we're screwing up the Earth. And sooner or later, Mother Nature is going to have a lot of gas. And she's going to eliminate the problem, and it'll start over again. This planet has been around for billions of years. We've been around for hundreds of thousands of years, and look at what we have to show for it. A mess. You think Mother Nature's going to let us ruin this planet? Yeah. Sooner or later, it's either going to get fixed by thoughtful people, and there are a lot of people who are now working toward that end. Lots of people understand what a mess we have made of this planet. And the first thing that needs to be done is to stop having so many people live on the planet, because that's the surest way to deplete the oceans, the water, the food resources, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening. There's no educated real leadership there. We are all about doing business with India. Take a look around. That's the way the world's going to look. What goes on in India is the way the rest of the world is going to look in 150 years if we don't curb population growth. It'll look just like everything in India looks. Horrible. And whether, and but back to going to Mars. Okay. Oh, isn't this great? Great research. Good for science. No, that's not why they're doing this. They're doing that because they know that some people will pay to get off the planet and go up to Mars. The guy who runs Tesla Motors has, he's introducing a new car, by the way, today. Did you see that? The Model X.
That sounds kind of cool, doesn't
new
it?
New sport utility vehicle. Yeah.
Do they still have the trunk in the front with the SUV?
Yep. Well, I don't know, the trunk is in the front of the trunk's in the front and the back on the Tesla. Lots of storage space. The regular model, but Model X. So there's the guy who's got all kinds of money. He'd be first on the spaceship out of here to go to Mars. He's paying for a lot of this stuff on his own because he got the dough. Michael Bloomberg, you were talking about him maybe running for the presidency. He's funding some of this stuff on the side. There are a lot of people who are from that ilk that are funding, very privately, research into getting out of here. And if you don't believe it, look around. They see what's happening. They know that we can't continue on the road we're on. So what do? You fix it or you leave. That's what people in their patterns of life here on this planet. If we don't like a place we live, we go somewhere else, right? We mess up one town.
Just take
go
off
to the next one and mess it up. Yeah.
Get in our Tesla X and go.
Right.
But how do we know that somebody hadn't already messed up Mars long time ago and that's what's left?
Yep.
That's where they're going.
Maybe, but then life, but you know what? Kenny, life just is a cycle. It goes back. What goes around comes around. That's what happened on this. Look at how many species have survived on this planet and how many have gone away. We're just one of those species. So to think that we're going to last forever here, that's foolishness. I'm just trying to slow it down a little bit, it would seem, at least for another 30, 40 years. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online not combined. One site only on white mat. No cash or credit back on prior purchases. Tax and shipping extra.
Thank you. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
La 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 la. You want to sing along with me, Jennifer? La 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 la. My three songs contest here on the Good Day program. Nobody else in broadcast captivity would ever be so smart as to think of a contest like that.
Never.
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 No, never. Never.
In a thousand million jillion
never
years.
Never done anywhere else
ever
before. Ever.
Before. Ever. All right, so we have different artists who are going to sing three songs. They have something in common. You got to figure it out and call us at 888-302-3684. We have snippets from all three of these songs. We'll start with this song by Europe called The Final Countdown.
It's the final countdown.
Swedish rock band. Big hit here in our country in 1986. Made it to number one in 25 other countries as well. Rolling Stone magazine complained that the lyrics made no sense. Other critics called them bland and boring. But the album sold millions. Millions, I tell you, millions.
And now it's on a, what's the commercial it's on, Ken? With the microwave?
The Geico commercial.
The what?
The Geico commercial.
It was used in Andy Samberg's movie Hot Rod, too. Crank it up, Richie, the final countdown. Final countdown. All right, that's song number one in our list of three. You figure out what these songs have in common. Here's the next one, Under the Milky Way by The Church.
It leads you
here. Australian band. Big hit in 1988. Featured in a number of commercials, automobile commercials, candy bar commercials. It was in the movie Donnie Darko, 2001. And Rick Springfield covered it in 2005. I didn't like that.
Get out.
Under the Milky Way. Crank it up, Richie!
Wish I knew what you were.
Under the Milky Way. All right. So that's song number two in our series of three. You have to put the thought together that we've come up with. What are these songs all about? Here is Peter Schilling and Major Tom.
Hello, it's Major Tom. The count goes on.
Who's the other major Tom song?
David Bowie?
Yeah.
It's not here.
No, it's not the same song.
What?
It's supposed to be a sequel of sorts to Space Oddity, which is the one I'm thinking about. The song from 1983, covered by many artists, including William Shatner.
Right.
What did he use this for?
It was on one of his campy albums.
Really?
Yeah.
Campy albums. He has a lot of campy albums.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of camp, period. All right, so the three songs are The Final Countdown by Europe, Under the Milky Way by Church, and Major Tom by Peter Schilling. What do these all have in common from the duh department? You got to figure it out. I'm not suggesting that you're slow if you haven't figured it out yet, but 888-302-3684 puts me in touch with or puts Dan in touch with us. Let's see if we can work on this together. Hi, Dan. Dan's in Tucson, by the way. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Have we ever talked before?
We have.
Have we? What did we talk about?
Well, I won.
No. You won something?
I did, but I can't resist trying to solve these things. So.
Really? You need to get a life,
Dan. Yeah, I won.
He's good.
Yeah.
I won the John Hughes movie.
Did you actually get the prize?
I did. I won. It was a John Hughes film movie.
Wow. That was a long time ago. When did we do that? That was 3 or 4 years ago, isn't it?
No. But I was thinking it was also Molly Ringwald was on the connection, too.
Really? All right. So what's the connection here?
Space or space travel?
Space and or space travel. Yes, you get it right. All systems go with you. Hold on a second. We'll take good care of you, Dan. Thanks for listening. Good day. Here's Shatner.
No need to abort. The countdown starts.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I spend a lot of my days thinking about animals, and I was thinking about this the other day. What would my dog say if my dog could talk to me? What are the words he would use? I came across a list. Let me share it with you. Number one, if it smells good, eat it. Number two, blame the cat. Number three, what say we all drive down to Dairy Queen for some ice cream? Number eight, mind if I sit there? Number seven, you gonna eat it all? Number six, I don't smell a thing. Number five, could I see the menu? Number four, fetch this. One of my favorites, though, this isn't a mess. It's ambiance. I love it. I believe that our dogs can talk. You know, sometimes we're looking for them to say words, but if you live with a dog or a cat for that matter and you watch them every day, you know exactly what they're thinking. You know exactly what's going through their head. All you need to do is spend a little bit more time watching them and you can have those conversations. I'll more next time.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Stephen, good day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is here. Working our way, kind of grinding around through a lot of things. The superintendent of the Naval Academy says that he's confident that women who graduate from his school will eventually go on to become Navy commandos. But the military has to change its policy barring them from these jobs. I thought there were a couple of women that just got pushed into or pulled into or introduced into the SEAL system. Wasn't that, you know, like 2-3 weeks ago? A couple of women that went to...
I think they graduated from the Virginia
some training
Academy.
School.
Yeah.
And doesn't that lead them to becoming SEALs or something?
Apparently not. I don't know.
The equivalent? If you look at these women... there are, and this is not just for the women that are doing this sort of thing, but this tarnished old business about men are supposed to do this and women are supposed to do that. When you were growing up, Jennifer, did your father or your mother try to put you into certain groups? This is appropriate for young girls, and this is appropriate for young boys.
I did it on my own. I was pretty much all girl.
Really?
No, the only one that would say anything like that is sometimes my grandma would say, oh, you have to act more ladylike. That's not what a lady would do. But that's about it.
Really?
Those two women graduated from the Army Ranger Corps.
And so what are they going to do? And is this the same? The Ranger Corps is about as stringent as SEALs.
They will be Army Rangers.
SEALs. Well, the Rangers are like the SEALs, right?
No, the equivalent? I think if you talk to a SEAL, they might disagree.
Disagree with you?
If you talk to a Ranger, they would probably say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, but the point is that women are gradually getting into these areas.
I don't think
that
these
capable
women
of...
can still be on the front line.
Why?
Though.
Why?
I think that there's still a barricade there.
Why is there a barricade?
because the higher-ups in the military haven't approved it.
And why do they not want to approve it?
You have to ask them.
Oh, okay. So let's... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's put Admiral... We have a gentleman who's a former admiral. I guess you still refer to admirals as admirals, right? Admiral Rick Dobson, who has become a fan of this program.
You carry the moniker for life.
Yes. The admiral is like governor, I guess, or president, right? You carry that. Admiral Dobson, welcome back to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good day to the Good Day crew.
Yes, the Good Day crew is having a good day so far. So before we talk to you about what's happening in space, let's talk about what goes on in the military and the sort of thinking that would keep women from getting to the highest pinnacle of what men are able to achieve for success. How do you... You were in the Navy for how long?
I was in the United States Navy for 16 years.
Okay. And so in that time... What did you see in terms of encouraging women to go as far as they can or discouraging women to go as far as they can and are capable?
Do you want my military view or my personal view?
Both.
My military view is that I feel that if a person can meet the qualification, they should be advanced. And it should be specifically, if they can't meet the qualification, I don't care if they're male or female, I don't care what race, religion they are, they shouldn't be promoted because the military needs the best. If they can qualify, they should be advanced.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same theory we ought to apply to everything in life, isn't it? Whether you're in business or whether you're driving a truck or whether you're a weightlifter or whether you're trying to be a SEAL or whether you want to be... It doesn't make any difference.
Whether you want to come to this country.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, that's one side. Okay, give us the other side.
My personal view as a Christian, as a man of faith, is that women should not be on the front lines.
Mm-hmm. Because? Why does Christianity, what has that got to do with, Christianity got to do with
God
women?
God likes to have the mother of our children, the bringers of life, to be on a battlefield that's ringed with death.
Hmm. That's interesting. I hadn't heard it heard that way before.
You dug step.
Is that a criticism?
Bringers of life.
Yeah. Why are you taking it that way, Rich?
Because, like you, like me, I wasn't expecting that response, and it's a very thoughtful one.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yep. Okay. So thank you for that perspective. That isn't why you called. You're sort of keeping track of all of our conversation here with regard to space, and I have great interest, as you've been able to figure by listening to the program, in all of these things. I was talking earlier about the situation with Mars and microbial life there and other things, and somebody said that the reality may be that Mars was like Earth and it got ruined, and this is all that's left. What do you make of that?
Well,
by the way, Admiral Dobson is the chairman of the International Space Agency.
The International Space Agency, I've dedicated 33 years of my life to science and the exploration of space, the frontiers of space. And I will let you know, when I had the founding office for the International Space Agency back in the late 80s, early 90s at Cornell University, Carl Sagan's office was only like three doors down from mine. And we knew way back then that there was liquid water on Mars. As a matter of fact, we had seen the satellite imagery of water geysers that was on Mars that actually, back in the mid and late 80s, there had been, when old Walter Cronkite was still around, they had done a couple programs about these water geysers, and everybody said it wasn't possible because there was no liquid water on Mars. Well, we scientists and those of us who have our nose in the nitty-gritty for years have known there's been liquid water on Mars for a long time now.
So why is it, what's there about the Mars orbiter that brings this to the surface? Is just the opportune moment for it? Why is this being heard now and wasn't heard before when you were saying it?
I believe that it's just a public interest story, that somebody decided that they were going to politically push this. It's just to me, it's not new. It's something that we in the scientific community have known for a long time.
All right. So where does this lead, Admiral Dobson? Where do we go from here? Knowing now it seems to be practical, common knowledge that there is life on Mars. So what happens next with that information?
Ad Astra to the stars and peace for all mankind. That's where it leads to. Just like the settlers came here to the United States, the New World, as it was referred to in its time, we have the technology. We have literally a million people who have signed up for the one-way mission to Mars. My organization has chaired over 400 classified and secret meetings in Washington, D.C. for 30 years to establish the relationships between the Russian Space Agency, JAXA, which is the Japanese Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and other national space agencies on the planet to prepare to build the technology, the ships, to carry human life to Mars.
Is that where the private investors, the Bransons of the world, the Musks of the world, the Ellisons of the world, these guys all get together and they fund this? Is that where we're going? The government's not going to fund this, are they?
I'm afraid to crush the multi-million dollar Branson show, but those guys, they're in it for themselves. They're in it for a joyride. Those of us who've been behind the scenes for years, out of sight, out of sound, are the ones that the media should be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have an entourage of beautiful women tagging behind us going rah, rah, rah. So we don't make the news.
Really? But you are making, I don't know if this is news, you're certainly making a point and making it well here. And it's kind of optimistic, or am I reading too much Pollyanna into this? Is this, should we be optimistic about having a place to go? And do you agree with what I said in the last half hour, that we're ruining this planet? And we've done a lot. We haven't gotten too far, but Mother Nature is going to push us aside if we continue to harm the planet the way we are. Do you agree with that?
Well, Mother Nature's not going to push us aside. She's going to roll us under, and we're going to be visiting the land with our predecessors called the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, yeah. So there'll be something else that will survive and thrive here because we can't handle what we're doing. We can't handle, we've become successful, we've used the earth for profit, and that's okay, it's all right. All these things we have done, but we haven't fed back the way we ought to. We've taken, but we haven't given back. And I think that's kind of where we are.
Well, there are those of us who want to give back,
yep.
And we're not heard because we don't sell newspapers. The silent majority, you know, the scientists and the grassroots.
My switch thing is too. My little wand, Richie. All right, well, we got the gist of what I just moved my cursor down because.
And it accidentally clicked.
I did, just clicked him. Yeah. All right, so anyway, what Admiral Dobson is saying, and I'm sure he'll be back again, is that there are a lot of things with regard to this that we've already known, great things to think about. Where do we go from here? That's the question that I asked to you. That's the ponder here. In the minute and a half or two that we have for commercial time, Jennifer is going to prepare to bring you up to date on the television news. Fear the Walking Dead is getting its own spinoff.
Yippee! Woohoo!
Or not. 16
a
before
spin-off
that.
Of the spinoff.
Yeah, right. 16 is 44 after on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There was a time when men's sexual problems got all the attention. Those days are over. Women's sexual health has been making headlines lately, but many women are still shy about speaking out about these issues. Nurse practitioner and clinical director of the Women's Institute for Sexual Health, Brooke Fott, says women's sexual issues are complex, but that doesn't mean women should suffer.
There are a number of hormonal changes that occur in a woman's body throughout her lifetime that can affect her sexually, from low libido to moderate to severe painful sex after menopause. I'm hopeful that the recent advancements in female sexual health will empower women to speak about their concerns. These are common conditions, and if you're experiencing any of them, you should talk to your healthcare provider because treatment options may be available.
For more information, visit painfulsexaftermenopause.com. I'm Renee Seiler.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Oh, you want this?
Paying attention. Oh!
There you go.
47 at the hour.
Everybody.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You can always tell when he's in the control room.
That's right.
And Ken
Get
Kessler.
Get your truck out, everybody. We're driving through.
Come on. All right. So here's an interesting grab, Jen.
Tell me, Dougie.
There's a media company that is hoping to parlay the popularity of YouTube into shows. They're going through YouTube content to look for pilots. New Form Digital has an incubator program that solicits video shorts from content creators, and they say that if yours is good enough, we'll make a TV show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a
pretty fair, cool, huh?
Yeah. You think
it's smart?
Where is it? Yeah, but where has it been used yet? Is there any show that's around this year that may have, excuse me, come from that source?
No, but there's Justin Bieber. Lots of things are discovered on YouTube, and so this isn't a big surprise that they would find concepts for TV shows. But that also brings up, I mean, ideas that are stolen. Your son has been in the TV industry and had ideas stolen without YouTube. Imagine when you're starting to put things up there on YouTube.
Right. Yep.
It opens your intellectual property up for everybody.
Are they talking about shows produced to be seen on YouTube or
no ideas
broadcast?
No, this is broadcast. They're taking ideas that have been set forward. We all know. I mean, how many things do I have on the YouTube Doug television channel?
Yeah, and there's a lot of web series that are made specifically for that for that platform.
Right.
All right, in other TV news, the spinoff of the spinoff of the spinoff, there was Walking Dead, then there's Fear the Walking Dead. Now there's Fear the Walking Dead Flight 462. It's a 16-part web series that follows a group of passengers aboard a commercial airplane during an early outbreak. Mm-hmm. Viewers will see the plane and the lives of the passengers put in jeopardy once they discover an infected traveler. This will start on October 4th on AMC.com and will then air during two commercial breaks during The Walking Dead Season 6 premiere on October 11th. So check that out if you're a fan. Now, on Dancing with the Stars, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Kim Zolciak-Bierman, she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta, singer of the hit song Tardy for the Party that everybody loves so much. Well, she was performing on Dancing with the Stars, and then last week she had a TIA. She had a mini stroke and was put in the hospital. Well, she wasn't going to dance yesterday, but now Dancing with the Stars has said, look, you don't dance, you have this stroke, we can't let you continue on. Legal team at Dancing with the Stars said no, that the lawyers, they just wouldn't budge on bending the rules. She's off of Dancing with the Stars now. She can no longer dance.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, gosh, show a little sensitivity, people. She had a stroke.
All right, ABC.
Oh.
Well, you want to do Stephen Colbert? Go ahead.
Well, think so. I think it's kind of interesting. People wanting to know how Stephen Colbert is doing in the Late Show spot. Well, his debut
better than
week
David
just,
did, that's for sure.
Yeah, his debut week just added 1.6 million viewers. He edged out Jimmy Fallon, which is huge. Jimmy Fallon's been killing it since he took over at The Tonight Show in the 18 to 34 demo, which is that really important one. So, big victory for Stephen Colbert.
It always happens the first week, though.
Yeah. Well, but it's actually not a bad show, considering it's him.
I think we weren't expecting much.
And that Trevor Noah, what happened with him when he showed up?
I think it was a lukewarm response. We'll get some of
it was good.
You thought it was good, Kyle? You did?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
A lot of the stuff I've seen was kind of lukewarm online.
51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I believe we have been way too serious all morning long to this point. So I am going to suggest that we change all of that.
Ooh, cool. I like this.
And perhaps in a moment or two, Richie, you'll be smiling. And maybe Jennifer will be smiling. And Kenny will be smiling. And more importantly, people who are listening to us will be smiling right after this.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5151. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 5151.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot? Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at ShopYourWay.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes!
You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler.
Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! You want to hear some guy read legal? Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, so, Jennifer, there are choices to be made in life.
I love choices.
Would you like us to pursue things a Southerner would never say, or some of the more traditional or less well-known things that blondes say?
Oh, well, you know what? I love the Southerns, but I am a blonde, so let's go blonde.
She was so blonde, she spent 20 minutes...
How blonde was she?
What happened?
How blonde was she?
No, if you interrupt me...
You can't talk when Doug's telling a joke.
You can't, no. You'll
hey,
just,
go.
No.
Go.
Shh, quiet.
Let it be.
She was so blonde, she spent 20 minutes looking at the orange juice box that said, concentrate. She was so blonde, she put lipstick on her forehead because she wanted to make up her mind.
Make up her mind again.
She was so blonde, she told me to meet her at the corner of walk and don't walk. She was so blonde, she tried to put M&Ms in alphabetical order. She was so blonde, she sent me a fax with a stamp on it. She was so blonde, she thought a quarterback was a refund. She was so blonde, she got locked in a grocery store and starved to death. She was so blonde, if you gave her a penny for intelligence, you'd get change back. All right, let's try some of these things a Southerner would never say. Want to or not? You want me to keep going with the blonde jokes or you want to?
Let's go Southern.
All right. Things a Southerner would never say. We don't keep firearms in this house. Has anybody ever seen a sideburn trimmer? You can't feed that to the dog.
These are things a Southerner would never say.
Never say.
Okay.
Right. I thought Graceland was tacky. No kids in the back of the pickup. It's not safe. Wrestling's fake.
What?
Honey, did you mail that donation to Greenpeace?
These are better.
Things a Southerner would never say. More. No, I'm not going to do that one.
Come on!
You can't. Trust me.
Do you think my hair is too big? We're vegetarians. I'll have grapefruit instead of biscuits and gravy. Honey, these bonsai trees need watering. Who's Richard Petty? These are things a Southerner would never say. Give me the small bag of pork rinds.
I don't think they come in small bags.
I know, right?
I just couldn't find a thing at Walmart. Trim the fat off that steak. Cappuccino tastes better. Cappuccino tastes better than espresso. The tires on that truck are too big. I'll have arugula with my salad.
What's arugula?
I've got it all on a floppy disk. Would you like your fish poached or broiled? My fiance, Paula Joe, is registered at Tiffany's. Let's see, what do I have for time? All right. Let's see here. She's too old to be wearing that bikini. Does the salad bar have bean sprouts? I don't have a favorite college team. Be sure to bring my salad dressing on the side. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.